That is Jet at 92.9, 19 past 8. JB here this morning, as we always do on a Thursday. Your frustrated little things, get them off your chest. 676-22929 or on our Facebook page. Lena, good morning.
Good morning.
The floor is yours. What's your frustrating thing from the week?
Oh, you know when you go up Peel Street or Cable Avenue and you find a park, you know, it's all chock-a-block, and then you find this one park and it's like, man, yes, I hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
And then the people behind you are just riding up your bum, and so they don't stop with enough room.
Yeah.
So you're forced to keep on driving and find another park.
Yeah.
It's happened to me a few times in the past 7 days.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm frustrated.
It happened to me yesterday. It did, I must admit. So, yes. And it's okay. Like, if you're down Peel Street at a quiet time, the car behind you might be able to reverse up.
Yeah.
But it's busy, if it's lunchtime down Peel Street Cable Avenue, nah,
you've
that
already
ain't gonna
happen. You've already got the median strips that, like, make it already so tight if you've got a bigger car, which we both do. So, and let's just say a little road rage did come out silently. Nothing was said outside my window, but a lot was said inside the car.
A valid frustrating little thing from Trudy on our Facebook page. Odd socks. So many odd socks. Yeah, I know the feeling. I just bought new socks like a month ago, which is an amazing feeling because you know you're going to have matching socks for the next little while. And already they're odd.
No.
Already I'm like, who is doing this?
Just get black socks, mate.
I'm thinking that, yeah.
Just get one colour, you know, or get like the one with just like the heel colour or like a little band, so then no one can tell that they're on.
Yeah.
And you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, no, I think plain coloured socks is a good way to do it. Where do they go? Is there a washing machine repairman out there? Like Northup Appliances, please ring me. What's the most amount of odd socks you've seen when you've pulled a washing machine apart? Because I imagine that's where they go. They go internally somewhere in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Like 87 bits of odd socks have come out of the washing machine or something like that. Because otherwise, what happened? Where do they go? They go down the drain or something.
There's a black hole somewhere in that washing machine. That's all I can say. But there's another one here that I relate to, but as I am the kid. So Yolanda said, people, in brackets kids, talking loudly when there's a good show or movie on, but getting the craps if anyone dares whisper during a show they want to watch. God forbid I even sneeze. But when MasterChef is on, it's like it's a free-for-all for my kids. I still, to this day, when I go home to mum and dad, I will talk and talk and talk all over, you know, the shows.
Yeah.
But as soon as I want to watch something, air crash investigation, everyone, shut up. my show is on. And I get yelled at a lot. But yes, I relate to that one. I am the problematic one.
I give my partner the look. If I'm watching a show, there's only a couple of shows I watch anyway. But if she's talking to me during them, I give her the look.
Does she fight back?
And that's enough. I think because she knows I've only got one or two shows that I actually watch on TV, because I don't watch a lot of TV shows. So I think that's okay. Maybe if I had a... Because she's got 1,000 shows she watches, so I don't normally talk over her shows. Mm. Although I'm sure if she was here in the studio now, she'd say otherwise.
Yeah, she'd probably pinpoint every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. She's probably got a list that she keeps just to wait until she can whip it out.
That can go missing along with the odd socks, I think, that list, whatever that list
it in
is.
The if you ever find it, chuck it in the washing machine.
In the washing machine. Now, that was, knowing my luck, that would stay in the washing machine, and I'd lose 8 odd socks with it, though, knowing my luck. 823, what are your frustrating little things from the week? Let us know. 676-22929. Go on the draw for our Case Friday meet tray. Otherwise, our Facebook page as well.
Want to hear your favourite song on the radio and win
It's time for JB to share a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
This is very exciting. This Saturday night, the Spring Ridge PNC Prawn and Chicken Night is on. Tell us more. Pip, how are you?
Well, thank you, JB. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for being available to have a chat with me. The Spring Ridge Prawn and Chicken Night. Tell us, how did this come about? I'm fascinated by it.
Look, it's been going for 37-ish years.
Wow.
And has been the major fundraiser for the Springridge Public School PNC. It is just that. It's prawns and chicken as the main feast for the night. And we use the money raised for, projects that the school would like assistance with.
37 years. I can only imagine how much chicken and prawns have been consumed in those 37 years. That'd be fascinating to calculate.
Yeah, it probably would be. That's for another day, JB.
It's incredible. That's right. It raises money for the Springridge PNC, as you mentioned. How much money do you usually raise? How much are you expecting to raise on Saturday night?
Oh, look, we don't put a figure on how much we would like to raise.
Yeah.
A large part of the function is also giving back to the community. Our community is very supportive of our public school, and for us to be able to put an event on in the local village is really special. So money that we raise this year, we hope to go towards a new COLA at the school, which is a covered outdoor learning area, as well as a few other projects along the way. But in the past, it has funded new cricket nets, and it has also assisted in supporting teaching staff as well to be employed at the school.
What's on the menu? Let's chat food. It's obviously chicken and prawn are the key features.
Yeah, so the main meal will be fresh prawns that we source through Farmer Bob's in Tamworth. And the chicken component is butter chicken, which is made by the Karuna store. Karuna is our neighbouring village.
Yeah.
The chicken is kindly donated by Biada, and Kay's Meats have also helped us in processing that chicken. So it's been a big team effort by a lot of businesses who have put their hands up to help, and that is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love that. Sensational. It's on this Saturday night. What time does it all get underway?
It's at 6:30 at the Springridge Country Club. To purchase tickets, people can head to Try Booking and search Springridge, and they will see the page there to purchase tickets online. Otherwise, we will sell tickets on the door.
Yeah, fantastic. So you can rock up 6:30 on Saturday night and get the tickets there.
That's right.
Sensational. Lovely. I must ask, do you like prawns?
I love prawns.
Cool. Okay, that's good. Yep. I thought there might have been a case of irony in this where maybe you don't eat prawns or you don't eat chicken. So
we do have a vegetarian option.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, I will say.
Yep. Yeah, sensational. No, that's very handy. Well, hey, all the best with it. I hope it's a well-attended event like all the other years have been. And you raise some money to get that COLA for Springridge Primary School. Thank you so much for the chat.
Thanks, JB.
My absolute pleasure. And look, all the details on our events page as well, fm929.com.au. That is NSYNC at 7:15 right here at 92.9. JB here this morning. Thanks to Country Auto's GWM Havel. Remember, take any of the range out for a test drive today and go on the draw for $500. We are drawing the winner for that next Thursday. Yeah, it runs out end of May. So get to it, corner of Hercules and Bridge Street, West Tamworth. I took a bit of an early mark. Yes, I hope the boss didn't mind. Too late now. And I literally just lounged around at home doing absolutely nothing. And while I was just lying around doing absolutely nothing, the thoughts got the best of me. So here is some more of JB's infamous shower thoughts. Now, while I came up with these not actually in a shower, it's a literative sense of this is the kind of stuff that pops into your head while you're having a shower. Stuff like this, if you bear with me. Insurances are a form of gambling where you bet against yourself. Isn't that the truth? Pretending to be a mime is exactly the same as actually being a mime. You can basically violate any culture's cuisine by putting tomato sauce on it. I know plenty of people that get really offended when you pour tomato sauce on their food, especially if you haven't tried it first. I have to admit, I find that rude. If I cook something for dinner and you haven't even tried it to actually work out whether you need to put tomato sauce on it, and they pour sauce on it, it's like, mate, you haven't even experimented with what that will taste like without the sauce. For all you know, you could have destroyed that. And of course, that doesn't apply if I've made a pie, of course. And Dippin' Dots has become the ice cream of the past. You know, the little dry ice, little shards that are ice cream? Because that used to actually be how ice cream was made, using dry ice. So you got a bit of return for ice cream. And some thoughts to ponder, if you will, today at 17 past 7 here at 92.9. Next, I'll give you details about today's featured artist you're listening out for in our 92.9 Music Muster. You and a friend could be off to the Gympie Music Muster this August, thanks to Bonza.